Hey everybody, thanks again for tuning in to another episode of Karting Dads. In this episode, we talked a little bit about the NASA event that was held down at Sebring, as well as the AKRA event that was here in Jacksonville. We talk about our local race that's coming up and how we're both really excited for it, and as well as this podcast with Ross Bentley and Speed Secrets on learning from your mistakes that you make on the track and how to improve yourself from them. I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you. What's going on?
What up? What up?
Oh, not too much. Just been actually enjoying some nice weather outside tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I am sitting in the car. It's kind of weird and a bit reminiscent because Slip Angle podcast, one of the podcasts we listened to, and I remember Adam would go sit in his garage just to record quietly inside the car, and I'm finding myself doing the same thing. I just came out to the car just to find a nice, quiet, soft padded wall to record in. So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good idea. I might do the same thing.
Yeah, well, it's bedtime and the kids are putting your toys away, and I figured they'd just be chaotic, so easier for me to come outside and get in the car and record.
Yeah, man. So let's get to it. So here in Jacksonville, we had the AKRA event here at 103rd, and it was a monsoon all weekend. It was just nasty weather, and it was horrible. So I know the races got delayed a few times. I ended up coming back home, but I don't think the races got over to like 6 or 7 o'clock at night.
Wow.
So, what about you, man? How was Sebring?
It was pretty awesome. I had a crazy couple of days leading up to it. So, yeah, getting to the track and it was some really good racing. Saturday was actually cool because remember how I talked about getting to the track and talking about karting last week? So, in addition to doing race director, I also do what we call our comp eval program or comp evaluation. It's basically the guys going through what would be a comp school. Instead of having just a dedicated school for them, we mix them in with our HPD or high performance driving 3 and 4C advanced driving groups, and we get to watch them and give them drills and evaluate them. So, yeah, the comp eval guys, one of the kids, so this year I've had three what I would call kids, right? I mean, minors under 13, well, under 14. In the U.S., you have to be 14 to go racing. So anybody at 13 with parental consent is okay. And I've had three of them come through. And, man, the kid this weekend, Tyler Gonzalez, he's a karting, like, phenom. Now, earlier in the year, I had Anthony Zapponi, who's also really good karting. But, you know, once I got there and, you know, the original director told me, hey, this kid is some karting kid, and we had to go jump through a couple of hoops to get him, you know, get him approved. He's not driven a car before. I was like, oh, boy, here we go. I hope he's just as good as the other guys, because keep putting 13-year-old kids in race cars, and, you know, all these karting kids start flooding into the NASA fold, man. I keep wondering, man, when the first time an incident happens with one of them, I'm going to be in big trouble, you know, just – it's just something that goes through your head, especially being a dad now, you know, that part of it goes through my head. So I was a little concerned, but man, that kid made me proud. I mean, he was fine on Saturday during the evaluation, but in his first qualifying session in Spec Miata, kid put it on pole.
That's insane. Especially in South Florida with all those racers down there. I mean,
I know.
I mean, no joke for Spec Miata for sure.
Yeah. I mean, Sayin Rowland, who is now the kid who won the Mazda scholarship last year from South Florida, the, you know, SCCA runoffs champion, Preston.
Yeah. He's also Preston
from
won this year.
Preston was from South Florida. Alex Bolanos has won a bunch. He's from South Florida. I mean, the guys who win all the time, Danny Stain. I mean, all these guys are from South Florida. So yeah, it's crazy, but you know, lucky for him, most of the big dogs weren't there. And so, I mean, it didn't take a whole lot. Qualifying only had 3 laps, and I'm probably that also helped him. He just went at it right from the go. when he was on pole by like a tenth, and out of 9 or 12 cars, I think it was 12 cars. The Sunday race two was 9 cars. So yeah, 12 cars. Kid put it on pole immediately. And I was like, okay, I'm good. I'm happy. yeah, make karting look good, bro. So, other than that, the rest of the weekend was pretty awesome. My Speccy 30 brethren, Speccy 30 is what I call home. Yes, I am a bit biased towards Speccy 30, but man, really good racing. They were all on basically a new suspension package. It's the first time they're running it, and same as what happened the last group, the Southeast guys who ran the new suspension, I saw the same thing. The field got compressed, so awesome stuff. Yeah, I mean, it was good fun, good drinking. Awards were awesome. Yeah, I had a great time, man. I had a good time. So a little bit of rain, just the same rain that came through here came down there, but we only had to shut the track down for I think about 40 minutes or 45 minutes while they cleaned it up and push some of the water away, because Sebring is all concrete, so the water kind of just sits, and it was a bit dangerous. But man, really good weekend, man. Just glad to be back and trying to get caught up on stuff and get ready for an awesome week, an awesome week in karting,
So back on what you're saying about the Carters and Spec Miato. So when I went through comp school, there was a young girl there. She just turned 15, and she was getting her comp license in a Spec Miata and has never driven a stick shift before. So when it came to, the standing starts, and she was on pole and I was third from, just luck of the draw, I'm like, oh, this isn't gonna be good. But no, she held her own. I think she ended up taking like 7th out of 20 something in that race. So if you're in karting and you want to go to the next start and the next tier of racing, might want to look into Spec Miata. Seems like they're having some luck there.
Yeah, I mean, and Spec Miata is that's the perfect stepping stone. It costs money. I mean, there's no doubt about it. All these guys who are doing well are getting hooked up with, good teams, right? Good Spec Miata teams, championship Spec Miata teams. But yeah, if you can afford to do it, I mean, at that level, you just find the right team and they have the well-prepped cars, and something translate, man. That Miata is nothing but a giant go-kart, and that's really it. A Spec Miata is just a big go-kart. So yeah, definitely, karting guys who want to step it up, man. I mean, I'll throw it in there. Come check out Speccy 30, but Spec Miata is generally the next level, right? That's the ultimate spec entry series for jumping into cars. So.
Yeah, so I was listening to a podcast in the rain from Speed Secrets with Ross Bentley, and I was listening to this episode where he had David Pratt on, and David
Oh
Pratt,
yeah, Dave. I know
he's
Dave.
a pretty well-known Canadian racer up there, and he's pretty much driven everything that has wheels on it. And this episode was awesome, and I just happened to be in the right mindset to like really digest everything what they're saying. And the
Right.
episode was on learning from your mistakes. So like one thing we don't do this very often, but when we go out, we're always looking for, things to improve on and things to improve on. We don't really talk about, oh, I might have made a mistake here or made a mistake there, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
So, they were talking about, these mistakes that they're driving. And, in the meantime, in the back of my head, like, okay, you guys are going to make up something. You're pro drivers. And, one of them that Dave was talking about was, and then running this super low front wheel drive horsepower class. He went to make a pass thinking, he could make a pass anywhere without having to really set it up. And he ended up shot putting the guy because, he just didn't have the power and he didn't have the run, but he thought he could make it stick. And, with me, with karting, I watched so many races, when you were starting off, and I was just coming, while you're trying to get me interested in watching you race, and, especially here at 103rd, everyone's making their passes towards the end of the race. So when I finally had my first race, I had the opportunity to make a pass.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, no, Andrew, be patient. You know what's going to happen. You're going to get slingshot. You'll make the pass, yes, but the very next lap he'll pass you. So just wait till the end. So I stayed behind the guy for like 3 laps, and when it came to the final lap, I was going to go make the move, and I blew the turn. And
Yep.
when I did, boom, there was nothing I could do. So I wasted 3 laps
just riding behind the guy when I knew I was faster than him. I just didn't set it up right.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and that's a very good point. By the way, for those who want to check out that little piece, because I remember that when Dave did that, it's a Nissan Micra Cup in Canada. Yeah, Dave runs a Speed Academy. They raced an 86 in FRS with Toyota Canada for a little while. So I talked to him about 86 stuff because I had one at the time. But yeah, you're right, man. Just when it comes to thinking about it that way, learning from those little mistakes, something like that, when you try to, you know, set the pass up perfectly, when it's there, you take it, you know, and that's, you watch the races. Sometimes, like, yeah, if you're in second on the last lap, you know you're going to get passed, right? You almost want to be in second place when the last lap up. I mean, that's how it is. There are tracks like that where you just want to be the guy in second. But man, when it comes up, do you just sit there or do you go for it? Because who knows what mistake's going to happen? Who knows when, because of my job, as you know, when I do race director stuff, who knows when they're going to call a red flag and end the race, right? You don't sit by with racecraft. When the opportunity comes, you take it. So for sure, man, that's definitely a good one for you to learn from. And actually, my last local race, remember I talked about taking myself out, trying to give too much room on the inside. That's yep. definitely something I you know, it's still in the back of my mind. I still beat myself up on that because I'm trying to put the video together for that race weekend. And yeah, teaser. We may be doing some video highlights of our race weekend teaser. But yeah, I'm just going back and looking at that, and just, man, I keep beating myself up about it because I was in the lead. You know, the same things that you talk about all the time. Drive in front of you. Don't turn your head and look in your mirrors. And man, I was just too scared that I was going to make contact, and I gave way too much room and pushed myself off the racing line, and I track out, I was off. So that's definitely something I've learned from, you know, once I have that lead, man, I just need to commit and just say, yep, I'm going for it. I'm going to leave just enough for that cart to fit there if he tries to fit there, but I'm not going to push myself off the track. So yeah, good, definitely a good point there to make. Everybody, man, don't learn from your mistakes. And I need to go listen to the full episode. I started listening to that episode on my drive to Sebring, but I haven't finished listening, so I'm glad you mentioned that to go back to it.
Yeah, it was definitely a good episode. And like I said, maybe it was just I was just in the right mindset just to hear something different, digest something different. And I mean, it happened to hit home for me pretty good. So so speaking of races, this weekend is race weekend.
Yeah, buddy. It is the round five?
Is it round I think five? So. No, four.
Round four. All right. So it's round four, and we're doing the clockwise version of the track.
Right. So here at 103rd, we run counterclockwise, would be our normal way of running, but this time we're going to run clockwise, and it just, you don't think it would throw the track off too much, but it's huge. Like, it's a whole night and day difference on what the track is. So it's like we're learning a new track that we've driven, you know, thousands of times in one direction, just flip it around to another.
Yeah, we did the two test sessions when we were getting ready for the clockwise with the chicane, and that's about all I've ever run of it clockwise. And I think what we did, maybe 8 laps each time, 8-10 laps total. So at least in my head, I have an idea of what the major corners are. Without the chicane, that's going to be the only thing. So I think in my head, I feel like I'm prepared. But I'm prepared as in I know which way the track goes. That's about as prepared as I am right now for it. So it's going to be interesting.
Because you get to bring out the big toy.
Yeah, it's going to be – I usually don't have any expectations for a weekend. But I truly don't have any expectations for this weekend because it's totally new kart and I have no idea what I've got. No idea. And some people are just good like that. They can just hop in something and go. But, you know, and I know I'm not that kind of kid. I got to I gotta get a lot of time in it, so I know what I've got, and I just feel like I'm just gonna be putzing around, just trying to bring it home safe, and say I got a race under my belt in the new Comet Eagle, you know.
Yeah, dude, I'm stoked to see that thing out there for sure. And so tomorrow my engine should be coming back from TS Racing. And I want to just give a little shout out to them. I met Dave up at the track on Friday, and I gave him my engine, and he said he'd take it back to his shop and clean it up and replace any parts in the head that were bad. And he told me that he's going to be pretty swamped because of the AKRA event and some other things that he had going on. And he asked me, when do you need the motor back? And I'm like, hey, like in 3 days. we have our local coming up, and I'd like to get it back, if we can. And he's like, well, let me see what I can do. So sure enough, today he called me at work, and he let me know that everything was under control, all new parts inside. Gave me the rundown on how bad it was, and he's like, dude, it's coming back to you. So,
That's awesome.
them being in Bushnell and, us being in North Florida, it's one day shipping.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he definitely hooked me up, and I really appreciate him, breaking everything down and explaining it to me, since I don't really know too much about that side of the motor and how it all works. But
Well,
it was.
this is a lame air horn, but I'm gonna give it out anyway. TS Racing, big air horn shout out, man. Hey, we're new at this, man. Nobody hit on me. I tried.
Yeah, so no, man, it's props to them. So if you guys need parts like quick, fast, in a hurry, if you call them before about 3:30, and you're within, probably the state of Florida, you're getting them next day.
Yep. No, I love him for that. Man, number of times I've needed like a sprocket or something. Hell, you even added sprockets to your order for me. So yeah, usually if I need something, actually Steven needed a carburetor. He needed a main jet because he was going to rebuild a carburetor on his. And yeah, they didn't have any carburetors. They just had the rebuild kits, and none of them had the main jet. And they called him back like today. He called yesterday. They called him back today. And then they basically like, yep, we'll pull the main jet off one of our carburetors here for you. Expect it tomorrow. And he texted me and said that was freaking awesome. So yeah, TS Racing, man, they do really good support for us down here in Florida. And big shout out to them once more. So cool. Well, you stoked for the weekend? You got your motor coming back. You're gonna be ready to go, man. Head
Yeah, I got some
redone.
new decals getting printed up now. I got a cool little cutter machine that I get to make my own vinyls, and when I mess up, it don't cost me too much money to redo them.
Yeah,
So
I need numbers for the new cart.
I need to cut yours out too. So yeah, so we just got the big local this weekend. Hopefully we'll have like another 12 carts or whatever we had last time, if not more, show up and get down with some racing.
Yeah, man, I did a what did I do a roll call this morning. Looks like we'll have, if Steven gets his cart there, Scott's planning to be there, you'll be there, I'll be there, John will be there. I mean, from our group alone, that's five. And that should make up, I mean, that should almost double. No matter what, we should double the group, because you look at everybody else we've got. Yeah, we should have at least 10. So I'm stoked, man. I hope we at least crest that 10 and possibly even jump into 12 or 13. I know Scott, the other Scott Liner who raced last time, he had his cart for sale, so he's definitely going to be MIA. But who knows, man? We got a couple of people who are looking at renting carts, so if they show up, that'd be awesome too. Yeah, I'm stoked, man. I'm stoked. I'm pumped.
All right, man. We'll call it a day. And guys, thank you for listening. Appreciate all the times you've listened. If you got any comments or anything, please let us know. You can go to the website at cardydads.com, or you can just hit us up on Facebook. And if there's a subject that you guys want to talk about, or join one of these podcasts, just let us know. We'd love to have you on.
Absolutely. And we'll try and put some links in the show notes. All podcasts do that. So at least for the things we talked about today, the Speed Secrets link, I'll try and find that video of that punt, because it is actually hilarious. It's a good Speed Academy makes good videos on YouTube and stuff. So we'll put a link to their deal as well. And yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Dude, go get some sleep, man. I know you got work early in the morning.
Yeah, guys, happy carding.
Peace.
You know, man.